Hi, Fabiano. I'm good. How are you? You've had a busy morning, huh?
I know, yeah. I guess 5 minutes from my home. Thank God.
Oh, no. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did want to call you. I know you asked to call you back at 3.
No, you are at a good time, yeah. No problem at all. Yeah. We good to talk now.
Okay. Okay, so I know I had emailed you everything for the local only package that we discussed yesterday. That was for $199.
Okay.
And everything that was included. Okay. So keep in mind, Fabiano, that this is really going to get you found within your zip code. Okay. And it's going to cover a 20-mile radius. But as we had talked about yesterday, you know, at any time, let's say you want to increase, you know, you want to target a little further out from your local area,
right.
We could always add Facebook ads or Google ads at any time, right? But at least this is going to get you found there within your area, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think? Do you want to go ahead and get started or... Any questions?
No, I think we are clear on that, and I think we're ready to go. And
okay.
I guess I'm gonna ask you about how if you can explain and if you have a time to explain again.
Yeah. Of course.
How this working again is like when people. Type me on a Google farm, so I be like a first company option. That's like I understand right. Yesterday when you talked or something.
Yeah, let me explain.
Yeah.
So anytime, right, that someone is on Google and let's
right.
say they're looking for HVAC services, right? They're looking
sure.
for
mm-hmm.
repair. Any of your services, right?
Okay.
We make sure that your company would appear on the first page of Google there in the local map section, okay? So where that's at, if you've ever been on Google before, Fabiano, and you've looked for a restaurant or maybe you've looked for a tire shop on Google, right? You type in restaurant near me, okay? You'll
okay.
see a map that pops up. In the search results, it's got these tiny little red dots, right? Now,
okay.
right below that map is where you're going to see a list of businesses that you can either click to call that business directly. You can also click to see the website, or you can click to get directions. So what we call that is the local map section. That's where we would list your company. So when they're looking for HVAC installation, HVAC repair, maintenance, okay, broilers, you do furnaces too, right? And heat pumps as well?
Yeah, I'll do
okay.
heat pump and furnace, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So whenever they are searching for those services, they're going to find your company listed there. So
okay.
it's a profile page that we create with your business name, your phone number. It'll have pictures. It'll have the link to your website. All they do is click on your number. They call you directly. They click on your website. They go straight to your website. Okay? So they'll be finding you by your services that you offer. That's how it works. Does that make more sense now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're also going to list you on Bing, okay? And we're going to list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Some of those directories, just to mention, are Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. These are just mentioning a few of the other directories that we're going to list your company on where people also perform searches on those directories. So we want to make sure that they can find you there as well. Now, wherever we list your company, we're going to make sure that your website is attached, because we want them to be able, you know, to get to know more about your company and really see the quality work that you do.
Right.
We also will include, okay, the voice activated searches. So if someone is using Alexa, Google Home, or Siri, okay, saying like, Alexa, find me a HVAC installer near me, or HVAC repairs near me, right? They're asking Alexa, Google Home, or Siri. They're gonna be able to pull you up. So just to kind of give you an example, okay, if they're asking Alexa for HVAC services near me, Alexa's gonna say Cabuloso HVAC Inc., 857-302-9927. And all they have to say is call now, and they can call you directly. Okay?
A
lot of people use those devices. And then also, if they're searching, you know, for your services from their iPhone, from their Android, or from their tablet, they're going to be able to find your company also through those devices. So what we do here, Fabiano, is we're basically covering all of your bases. Okay? So they're going to find you within your zip code and 20 miles around your zip code.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And it's just, you know, again, the cost for you is going to be the $199 a month. So our company does ask, okay, that you stick it out for at least 2 months. Okay. But it's not a contract. You pay month to month. So today you would only pay the $199, the $199. Your next payment will not be until October 2nd. That's when you would pay $199 again. And then it just stays, you know, every second of the month is when you would automatically pay the $199. So it just goes month to month, okay? However,
okay.
If at any time, Fabiano, you want to stop the services, like you don't want to continue anymore, the only thing that we ask is that you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay?
Okay.
And that's all we ask.
So, like, if I have to, for example, all right, so I start today after, like, 4 months, and I say, you know what? I don't think that's worth for me, because, you know,
uh-huh.
what I mean? I sign up, I pay $200 by the month, and
yeah.
I don't receive any calls and stuff like that. So, I mean, it don't make sense for me to
right.
pay $200 and I don't get any jobs, you know?
Right.
So
in that case, all you do is you call us 3 business days before your next bill, which would be the 2nd, right? And you just call and say, listen, I want to discontinue services. It's not working. You know, we're not going to charge you for canceling, okay? Any
okay.
content that we created for you on Google, any content we created for you on the directories, Fabiano, none of that will disappear. Everything stays. It's just that eventually you won't be on the first page anymore, because we're not managing it there. We're not supporting it to be on the first page, but it'll still be on Google, just not on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it doesn't disappear.
Okay.
Did that kind of answer your question?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, it makes sense, because people, I mean, look for HVAC company and easy, you know what I mean? Like, if
right.
you search like for a HVAC company and you look on a Google, it's going to say, okay. So so we have this company.
Yeah, they're going
to
see, right,
yeah,
what they're going to see.
Crazy, it should be like, okay, so that's
it's a big
like,
deal. I'll
big
tell
deal.
You this,
yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you this, Fabiano, when I was looking for a plumber, okay, I come from a very large Hispanic family, And okay. Nobody in my family could refer me to a plumber that they knew, right? So I went on Google and I went on Facebook, but I went on Google and I just typed in plumber near me. And I called the first six plumbers that I found on Google on the first page. I started calling down the list. And I only reached two plumbers because the other ones didn't answer their phone. And I remember one guy, he just was not available to help me. When it came to my plumbing, you know, plumbing's an emergency, right? You need someone now.
Okay.
So I called the first five guys, and I'll tell you who I picked. I picked a smaller company who was a smaller, younger company, okay?
Okay.
I got an estimate from a company that was, you know, a bigger company, had been around for a long time. And their prices were pretty much the same, but I felt more confident with the family-owned business, and that's who I went with. And they did an excellent job, Fabiano. But I started my search on Google because I didn't know where else to look. And then, of course, I went to Facebook, and I asked people on Facebook if they knew anybody. But, you know, basically, I found the plumber that I needed on Google. So that's where people are going to start their search. Now, of course, they go to other directories, but mainly where they first start looking for someone that they need for a service, they start on Google. So we make sure that your company is always appearing there at the moment when they need your services.
Yeah, because, beyond GPU, most of the customers I have, it's just like because people are like to suggest my business around, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, word of mouth. They've referred you.
So I don't have like a much like customers like from Google, and like I said before, like yesterday to you about like Angel's Lead, you know what I mean? That stuff like drive me crazy. So
and I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. You know, one thing I can tell you about Google is that it's definitely going to provide you a steady flow of clients, okay? You can pick and choose the jobs that you want to take because we're not charging you for every single phone call that you get, okay?
Right.
This program is not going to overwhelm you, but it's going to provide you quality clients, okay? And we want to make sure that we're giving you the best return on your investment. Now, I don't want you to think either, Fabiano, that you know, we get you signed up today and set up your account. You're not going to be on Google tomorrow, okay? It is a process, okay? So just to share with you, within 6 to 10 days, okay, you're going to be receiving a PIN code. It's going to come from Google. The PIN code is going to come in the mail. It looks like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. So the PIN code, Fabiano, is what's going to make you the little red dot right there on the map. Okay, so you'll get that in the mail. That's the super important first step of it all. Okay, now within 5 to 7 days, Fabiano, we're also going to list you in all the popular directories that are in your area so you can start getting that exposure. Okay. And we're also going to send you your login credentials. We're going to send you... it's a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with our program. So you're going to be able to track the phone calls that you're getting from new customers. You can see the keywords you're listed for, how many times, you know, they performed a search for your services. So you're going to be able to track all of that, okay, all of your results. Now, you don't have a Facebook page, right, for your business?
Not yet.
Do you have a personal Facebook, like for yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, Fabiano, another thing that we're going to do for you as well, Facebook, right? Social marketing is really big right now. A lot of people are utilizing it for their businesses. It's another way that people, it's like another form of marketing. So I'm going to also include... we're going to build you a Facebook page, Fabiano, for your business, okay, to give you that exposure on Facebook. But we're going to create it through your personal page No one's going to see your personal page. It's so that you can have access to the business page that we create for you. Okay? A lot of people are using social media. So we're also going to build you a Facebook page within 5 to 7 days. Okay? Give you that exposure. Now, in our terms and conditions, okay, this is stated that we send to you in writing. On the first page of Google, your placement will be there within 30 to 45 days. However, Fabiano, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it sometimes where it has happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, okay, you give us that PIN code number as soon as you can. And in fact, when we create your account, we're going to schedule a client interview for you with one of our technicians. So in that client interview, they're going to talk to you, you know, about your services that you want to be found for. They're going to talk to you about all your keywords. They're going to talk to you about more in detail. And they'll go over where to send that PIN code to. So, I mean, in the meantime, right, we're also getting you listed in those additional directories and creating your business Facebook page. We're getting that started so this way you can start generating some online presence and start getting some phone calls. Okay? So that's how it's going to work. All right?
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
No, yeah, it makes sense. And so when you receive the postcard with the PIN number, I have to contact you guys?
Yes, the technician that you'll speak with on Tuesday,
okay,
they'll tell you, they'll give you a couple of ways that you can get the PIN code to us. You could either call it in. You could either, I believe they even provide you a number where you can text it to, okay, with the PIN code. We make it as simple as possible. Once we get that PIN code, I mean, if things are moving, okay? So I did send you a second email, Fabiano. I just sent you a second email, and it says client dashboard and analytics in the subject, okay? So what that does is it gives you just an overview of our reporting system just so that you can get familiar with how the reports will look, okay? I wanted you to kind of get an idea how the reporting system looks, all right?
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do right now, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you 3 text messages, okay?
Okay.
So the first text message that I'm sending you is going to have my name with my number and my extension. I'm the lead on your account, okay? I'm the one who goes over packages. I'm the one who creates your account. Any changes that you need to have made, you would contact our customer service, and I'll send you that number. But I always like to give out my number, too, okay, just so that you have it. Now, I'm also going to send you a second text message, and it's going to have the number to customer service. So anytime, Fabiano, you have an update, you have a change, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you are going to call our customer service number, okay? Now, we are here Monday through Friday. We're not here this Monday because it's a holiday, but we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So you are 3 hours ahead of us. So your time, we are here 10 to 7, okay, Monday through Friday, all right?
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm also sending you a third text. Now, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, it is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to walk you through on how you log in and view your reports, and I want you to get familiar with that. It's, like I said, it's nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay? Did those 3 text messages come through to you?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Now, your first name is Fabiano?
Yes.
Or is that like a nickname?
No, Fabiano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabiano, and you spell it F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B like boy, I, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, O like Oscar, right? Fabiano. Okay. Yes. What's your last name, Fabiano?
Last name is the Silva. B-A.
Uh-huh.
Space S. A. L. V. A.
So D as in David, A as in Apple, space, and then Silva. S.
Silva.
I.
Yeah.
L. V. A. Right? Da Silva.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the phone number that we would call you on, and this is the number that clients are going to call you on, is that the 857-302-9927? That's the number you want them to call, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your company name, how this is how you want it to read on Google. Fabuloso HVAC Inc., right? That's how you want it to read?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send out that PIN code to you in the mail. What address do you want them to send it to?
I think, so you can put 60
uh-huh.
Fifth Street in Walton, Massachusetts.
Okay. So 16 Fisk Street, and that's Waltham, Massachusetts, 02451.
Apartment 2.
Apartment 2. Okay, perfect. And we're going to hide your address. Is that like where you live, your home address?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to hide the address because we don't want anyone to see your address. Okay?
Okay, good.
All right. Now, the card that you're using today, Fabiano, to pay the first payment of $199, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's a business name.
Okay. And your name's not on the card at all?
I believe, yes.
Okay. I need to know how, what's the name that reads? I need to know how it reads on the card that you're using for the payment.
Well, we have the business name card, and my name is on the card, on the card too.
Okay, so your name just reads as Fabiano da Silva on the card that you're going to use, and then it has a business name too?
Well, on a business card, they have a middle name, so it's,
I have okay.
The, yeah.
So it's Fabiano, and what is it? What is? How does your name read on it?
Oh, so Fabiano Braga da Silva. So it's Braga is the middle name on the card.
Okay, how do you spell that?
B R A G A.
Okay, Braga. Okay, da Silva.
Braga,
got it.
Braga. Yeah.
And then, how does the company name read on there?
Company name is Cabuloso HVAC Inc.
Uh-huh. So, Cabuloso HVAC Inc., right, is how it reads on there? Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Is it the same address as the billing address? Is it the same?
It's the same, correct.
Okay. And is it a Visa, a MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And what's the number when you're ready?
54-74-15-16-24-98. 1310.
I'm going to 01.
To the last two.
Oh, it's okay.
01.
I was going to repeat it back to you. So you said 5474151624 1301, correct?
Correct.
When does it expire?
0327.
Okay, 03 of the year 27. And Fabiano, what's the CVV code on the back?
566.
566. Okay. I'm not going to process your payment yet, Fabiano, because I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. This is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise, okay? So what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount, if you need to cancel, what you need to do. So it's going to outline everything. And it's an added form of protection for you, Fabiano, that we will send in writing with your invoice. Okay?
Okay.
So as I'm walking you through it, Fabiano, if there is anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. You stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it.
Sure.
Okay?
And Nadine, just ask me, I'm going to ask you this.
Yes.
Because I'm going to pay this on a card, and I just need to be clear, too, about, like, how's I going to receive any invoice about the month payments and stuff like
yes.
that or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every time, whenever it makes the payment, every second of the month, we send you the receipt. You're also going to receive a receipt from me today as well, okay, for the payment.
Okay.
We always send you, we always send you the invoice, and I'm going to tell you why we do that. Because we want you to be aware that the payment was processed, and also because your receipts are for your tax purposes, right?
Sure, yeah.
When you do marketing for your business, Fabiano, you want to show that you've been paying for marketing. You want to claim
right.
it on your taxes because it's money you've invested for your business. So that's why we always send you the receipt, okay? So you'll always receive one whenever the payment is made, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all and right. we email it to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. So again, before I even process your payment, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, but if there's something that you don't understand, just say, what does that mean? And then I'll review it and I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Fabiano, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cabuloso ATVC Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Fabiano Braga da Silva. Cabuloso HVC Inc.
And what is your title? Are you the owner, the president? What's your title within the company?
I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And Fabiano, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree, Fabiano, to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash.
Yes.
Now, just keep in mind, Fabiano, sometimes we might call you to update you on your account, you know, maybe on the keywords and so forth. We know that sometimes you're in the middle of a job. So what we ask is that you at least respond to us, to the email, the text message, or the phone call within 24 hours, okay? Now, also keep in mind that once you start having more presence online, you might get a phone call from another company trying to sell you another product. They are not part of Local Splash. They're not associated with our company. So if anyone calls you to ask you to pay more money, disconnect the phone call, call us with that phone number so that we can handle it on our end, because we will never call you to ask you to pay more money than the $199 a month you're paying. Okay, so we'll never call you to pay more money, all right?
Okay.
So if you ever get a call, even if they're telling you you got to pay $5, take down their number and disconnect the call and then call us with that phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like me to explain this? I usually do.
Let me explain it.
Yes, that's okay. It's okay. So what this means, Fabiano, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call, okay, and let us know so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. Fabiano, we don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay, okay.
So that's what that means, okay? Just give us a call and let us know, and we'll let you know if we're already doing that for you, so this way you don't spend more money, okay?
I got it.
Okay. So, Fabiano, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Thank you. So your initial investment, okay, now we're going to go to the billing. So your payment for the initial investment and account setup will be charged today's date, September 2nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So, Fabiano, your next payment will be made on October 2nd, 2022 in the amount of $199. Okay? So this will be a recurring payment, which means once your term is completed, your agreement then will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $199. However,
okay. So,
what was
today,
your question?
Today, how much I have to pay? $222?
No, $199. That's
it. Oh, today too?
Yeah, today you're only paying $199.
Okay.
Your next payment will not be until October 2nd. That's when you pay $199 again on your second month.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So once you complete your second month, right, it's just going to automatically renew each second day of the month, right? So every second of the month, you'll automatically be charged $199, no more than that, okay? However, you can discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. So the text message that I sent you for customer service, that is the number that you will call if you're going to cancel or suspend your account, okay? You want to make sure that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So you would call us 3 business days before the second if you were to cancel, okay?
Right.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do now, Fabiano, is I'm going to update the package, okay, and then I'm going to process your payment. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to receive your receipt. We're going to send it to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay, so we're going to send it to both. Now, the next thing I want to do, how does your schedule look for Tuesday? Because we're going to set up a client interview for you. You're going to speak with one of our technicians. The client interview, we block out an hour. Okay, you don't need to be in front of a computer. What they're going to do is they're going to verify the information you and I went over to make sure I listed the phone number right, the company name. They're going to tell you if you have pictures, where to send them. They're going to talk to you about your services that we're going to get you listed to be found for. So they're going to go over more in detail. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, Fabiano. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So I do want to schedule it for a time on Tuesday that's convenient for you. Do you prefer like a morning call or?
Well, if you can start up there for Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate about that.
Okay. So
like
let
after
me.
After 3 o'clock.
Like after 3? Let me see what I have. In fact, I think I have an appointment available. If I take a look here, let's see. Looking at Tuesday's calendar, I can't believe we're already in September. Isn't it flying? It's almost Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm like, ugh, I got to start buying stuff again.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Here's the time I have available. The first appointment after 3 o'clock I have would be from 4 to 5 o'clock. Does that work for you?
I'll take that call.
Okay. So I'm going to send you, it's a calendar invite for your appointment on Tuesday, which is the 6th. They're going to call you from an 877 number between 4 and 5 o'clock. Make sure, Fabiano, that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 10 more minutes, at least answer the phone. And just tell them, hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes, okay?
Sure.
They're gonna. Sure. This is a really important appointment, so I want to make sure that we get you through that appointment on Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
Now, we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just a friendly reminder that we'll send you letting you know that it's coming up in an hour, okay?
Okay.
So let me do this. And then we're just going to go over some notes. Now, if you take a look at your phone or your emails, you should have received an email from me. It says initial, it's from our company. It'll say initial invoice. It would have been after the welcome email. Let me know if you see that there, Fabiano. It'll say, Dear Fabiano Braga da Silva, thank you for choosing local / a copy.
Yeah, I received. Yeah,
awesome.
I received that.
Okay. Are you able to open it?
I am driving now.
Okay. No worries. Here's what I need you to do. Okay. When you have time, you're going to open it. Okay. And there's a part on there where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I know right now you're driving, but I can also call you later to go over it with you because there's 2 things you need to do on that. Are you
okay.
going to be around, say, like around 6:30? Are you going to be available later?
Yes, I'll be home this time because I just going to go.
Yeah, no worries.
One job now and.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like,
I'll call you at 6:30 and then we'll go over the receipt, okay? Because I want to make sure that you understand. It'll show you the $199, okay? So I'll call you before I leave today, and we'll go over it. Now, the services that we're going to list you for, Fabiano, what do you want me to notate on here? Do you want to just do the repairs right now, or what do you want me to list?
I mean, I can do install? The repair and install, yeah.
Okay. Furnaces as well?
Furnaces as well.
Okay. If I'm looking at your website, I see AC. What about boilers and heat pumps?
I mean, I do heat pumps too, and not
okay.
boiler, because boilers came more from plumbing stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Is this just for residential or commercial too?
You know what? I take commercial, but I
okay.
don't have a good, like, you know what I mean, good comments on a commercial.
Okay.
Because commercial is like, it's holding you a lot, you know?
Yeah, and then they take long to pay.
Yeah,
right?
So.
Okay. No worries. I'll put residential. And it's your preference, okay? Fabiano, how do I find you on Facebook? Are you listed as just Fabiano Da Silva?
Well, it's Fabiano and Luana. Luana is my wife.
Okay. So you're listed as Fabiano and Luana?
Yeah.
What a pretty name. Such a pretty name. How do you spell
yeah.
Luana? Is it L-U?
L-A-N-A.
L-A-N-A? Are
yeah.
you from Rio de Janeiro?
No, I am
okay.
from Minas Gerais.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. I think I have a picture, like, both when you search it up. I think it came, like, on the profile, it's going to be, like, me and her in the profile picture. I don't know. I don't use a lot, so. So I don't know.
Okay. You're not, okay. But where is it showing that you're located?
Located in Waltham, right?
Is that what it says on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Waltham?
I think so. Yeah, I believe it. Oh, Boston. I like
my
I
daughter's
say,
in, you know that my daughter is in Boston right now.
Oh, really?
My daughter goes to Boston University. Yeah.
Nice.
She loves it over there.
Nice.
She's got
nice.
One more year left. She doesn't want to come back
wow.
home.
Really?
She turns 20. Well, she turns 21. Yeah, this, in fact, she'll be 21 on Wednesday. She's my baby.
Oh. Is the only one or you have more?
No, I have four daughters. My husband has, yeah, my husband has three daughters and then one son. So we have eight kids between us and 11
oh.
grandchildren. A lot of kids, huh?
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a lot.
No, I only have 1 year. Gerard,
though.
Oh, okay.
Aw. They're such yeah. a blessing. Okay, you said her name is spelled Luana, L-U-A-N-A, or Lana?
Luana, L-U-A-N-A.
Okay, so it's Fabiano and Luana?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try to look for it, but if I can't find it, wait a minute. Oh, I think I found it. Do you have a baby, a little one?
Yes, on the back. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is this you? You guys are holding her. She's kissing her feet,
yeah.
and you're kissing her. Okay,
yes.
I found. Oh, my God. She's beautiful. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
oh, God bless her.
Thank
oh.
you. Amen.
What a bendición, huh?
Oh,
she
yeah.
is beautiful, Fabiano. Oh, so precious. Okay. All right. I'm glad that I found it. And then I see that your hours of operation, are they Monday through Saturday from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening?
Maybe. I think
it shows on your
eight.
Website, 8 to 8.
You know what? Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Do you want it for that time, or do you want me to change it? What do you prefer?
It's Monday to Friday or Monday to
It says Monday to Saturday, 8 to 8. What do you want me to put?
No, put Monday to Friday, 8 to 8, because I don't want... I mean, if I have to do service on Saturday, I do, but I don't want to receive calls, you know what I mean, on Saturday.
Yeah, no, no, no. So we'll put Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. Now, that's up to you if you want to schedule a job on a Saturday, but we're putting you work Monday through Friday, okay?
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
And what kind of payments do you accept from your customers? Cash, checks, Zelle, credit cards, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App? What kind of payments?
Most of the stuff I take is like checks, and I mean, because that's the way you can go through to the company and they can
right.
clear the tax, you know?
Okay, but, so check?
Yeah.
What about cash?
I'll take cash too.
Okay. Do you do Zelle?
Well, I have a hard time now because like this. Because every
uh-huh.
time I don't have an option, I don't know. I gotta ask the bank because every time I start up my account to be
oh,
Zelle
okay.
on my business account, so they know
yeah.
I can get my personal Zelle. You know what I mean?
Oh, that okay.
So,
yeah, so it's either one or the
know,
other.
Yeah, I don't know if I have to get a second phone, you know what I mean? Keep this
oh,
one
okay.
just for the business.
Yeah,
and
that makes
add
sense.
One for myself, you know?
Right, that makes sense. Okay, so we'll just put, for now, check or cash, right?
Correct.
Okay, anytime if you start taking credit cards or you start doing any other type of form of payment, just let us know, Fabiano, so we can update it, okay? So just
sure,
let us know.
Sure.
All right. Awesome.
Sure.
Okay. So the last thing to go over with you, remember that they're going to call you on Tuesday between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. They're going to call you from
okay.
an 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all the calls within that hour. Okay. The sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving. Okay. And they're just, you don't need to be in front of a computer. They're just going to be going over everything with you to make sure I notated everything correctly. If you have additional questions or details, feel free to ask. That's what they're there to help with, okay? And remember.
No, I'll be okay. Yeah, I think so.
No worries. But again, I mean, this is what they're here for, as well as myself, if you have any questions. And then what I'll do is I'll give you a call before I leave today.
Okay.
I'll give you a call about, I would say, I'm going to give you a call around 6:30 before I leave just to make sure you got the receipt, well, so we can go over the receipt with you and I, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then remember, within 6 to 10 days in the mail, and let your wife know, you're going to be getting that PIN code, so... It's not junk mail. It'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top, okay? So make sure that when you get that, don't throw it away, all right? And the technician will go over with you on Tuesday, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Other than that, Fabiano, I want to thank you, and I want to welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you very much, Angie.
You're very welcome. Also, one more question. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. One more question. So what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer phone and text because that's
phone
most of the time I answer more. Because
it's
sometimes people say, and after 2-3 days, I have an emergency call in my email, and I forgot to check my email.
Okay. No worries. Do you offer emergency services by chance?
I mean, yeah, I'll do emergency calls, but not, like, after, like you say, 8 o'clock, you know what I mean? Because last time they called me, like, 10 o'clock at night to go drive 40
You're like,
from
what?
My house to service. And I'm like, what? No.
You're like, sorry, I'm not available. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
I'm not going to notate it then, only because if I were to put that you offer emergency service calls, you're going to get calls at any time of the hour. And I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
I prepare now.
Yeah. No worries. Well, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Fabiano, and I'll give you a call right before I leave at 6:30, okay?
Right.
If I don't get in touch with you before I leave, I will still give you a call on Tuesday just to be able to walk you through your receipt, okay? But I'm going to call you today. Okay.
I'm good,
thank you, Fabiano. Drive safely. Bye-bye.
Thank you.